You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Here we go, Alana.
Yep.
Battle of the Buzz.
Shaney in Phoenix, you are on Team Nico. Are you ready?
Woo! Team Nico!
Ooh! Oh, got one today.
Denny in Chandler, you're on Team Alana today.
Yes!
Good morning.
All right, Denny, up for grabs. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open for advanced screening passes to Disney's Mary Poppins Returns Monday the 17th at Harkins Tempe Marketplace. Also, Nico's Pride is on the line today.
Big time. Big time.
We're going to get it.
Oh, man.
We can sweep.
All right.
Pressure's on.
Shaney, let's ask this first question. Here we go. Denny and Alana, question number one. Which word goes before bikini, beans, and quartet?
Ooh. Beans.
Here we go. All right, Nico and Shaney, true or false? If you give birth at Disneyland, your child will get free admission for life.
True. What do you think, Shaney?
No, I'll go with you.
What?
No, it's a common myth that if you give birth, Ooh. Your child will get free admission.
They should get free admission
they
for
should.
Life. I don't know what the heck's
they
going
should.
On here, Walt. Question number two for you guys, Denny and Alana. True or false? Dalmatian puppies are born completely white. Their spots appear a few weeks later. Is that true or false?
I think that's true. Denny, what do you think?
I'm going to say false, but I will go with you.
Oh, boy. All right, we're at an impasse. Oh.
That is true.
Whew.
Nice job. Nice job, guys.
All right. Question number two, Shaney and Nico. The most overused office expression of 2018 was, you're getting a raise. B, let's circle back. Or C, you're fired.
Ooh.
What do you think about B?
Yeah, I'm definitely going B also.
Let's
yes,
ooh.
It was definitely not you're getting a raise, I'll tell you what.
No,
definitely not.
Question number three, Denny and Alana.
For the win.
In what film was the crane kick introduced to children worldwide? Was it A, Kung Fu Panda? Was it B, Kick Butt? Or was it C, The Karate Kid?
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Kung Fu Panda.
All right, Kung Fu Panda. No!
Guys, Daniel LaRusso, he kicked Johnny in the face with the crane kick in The Karate Kid.
Oh, yes, the one where he puts his arms up like this. Oh.
Oh, man.
Dang it. All right, to tie it up, Shaney and Nico, what state capital was almost named Pumpkinville? Was it A, Phoenix? B, Santa Fe, or C, Atlanta?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oddly enough, I feel like it's probably Phoenix.
Is it probably us? Because I know we were number one in Halloween.
Right, exactly.
Yep, we were. Because we buy the most merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's a fun fact to bust out at parties. Shaney, I like it.
All right, you want to go Phoenix?
Let's just go Phoenix.
All right, let's try it.
Yes, indeed.
Hey!
In the late 1800s, yeah, they were almost toying with the name of Pumpkinville. That means we are moving on to the bonus question where we cannot help you guys. Denny, since we had to answer first, we're going to go ahead and let Shaney have first dibs at this. Person closest to the number is going to win the passes into Mary Poppins Returns. The world record for the most lost election belongs to a guy in Canada. How many elections has he lost?
Probably one. Are the most elections, you said?
Yeah, most elections lost.
Okay, five.
Okay, and Denny?
I'm going to go with 13.
And Denny, you actually are the closest. It was 95 elections this fella,
wow.
John, has lost.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe politics not for John. Denny! Yay. Congratulations.
Unlike John, Denny, you are a winner.
Awesome. Thank
Shaney,
you, guys.
Thank you so much for playing. Denny, you are headed to Mary Poppins Returns at Harkins Tempe Marketplace on the 17th, and you could go into today knowing that you are the best.
Listen to the Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.